So I'm Guy Finley. I'm the president of Mesa. This is Mary Yerkovic, the director of smart content for Mesa. And of course, you're here at the Smart Content Summit. We scribbled out the content and said, why is it just about the content? All of Hollywood needs to be smart. This is not a dumb business. This is where we need to be. This is where we need to be thinking about our future. It's a future where data is important, right? Of course the content's important. That's a given, right? We have to deliver awesome entertainment experiences for the entire world. But what we're here to talk about is that sidecar to that experience, that data, which we posited 5 years ago, could sometimes be more valuable than the content you're actually pushing out to the consumer. That's the wacky conundrum, right? So we're going to talk about smart content before we get into the panel discussion after this amazing keynote. But the lady that put together this program and really drove all this is Mary Yerkovic. You should give her a big round of applause, and Mary, say a few words.
Is it working there now? Thank you.
Smart microphone.
I'm Mary Yerkovic, and I'm the director of Smart Content. I help run the Smart Content Council, composed of some of the incredible people at the studios who tell me what the hot topics are in the space. And much to what Guy just said about the future, you know, it was only 4 years ago people were thinking about 2020. What are we going to do in 2020? And we still have 8 months left to accomplish our goals and dreams of what we thought we were going to do. But it was all about the intersection of content and data and how we can monetize on things we have and what can we look at to dig deep into seeing how we can satisfy our customers on the back end, give them more of what they want. So really, this particular conference focuses on the AI, working smarter at the studios, working smarter at all organizations, and really, really letting your data and your content work for you instead of you working hard, chasing down spreadsheets and chasing down people to get the information you need. We have a great program, and we're glad everyone is here. And I'm going to turn it back to Guy.
Yeah. And Mary, you do also at NAB. This is really started as an asset management focus, right? That's where we were started. We do Take the Dam Tour in Vegas. So this was almost called the next dam conference, another dam conference. But where we evolve that, really, in getting out of that asset management realm is that idea that we need to take the next leap. And actually, in the M&E Journal that's out today, we both have a couple of columns in it, but I'm talking about the platformization of Hollywood, right? The idea that if you're doing it in spreadsheet or in email, you're probably not doing it in the right medium, right? Because those don't have APIs, those don't connect to anything. If we take a platform-based approach, what we can do is after we use that platform for a little while, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years, you get down the road, you look back at the data and you start realizing things that you never thought of. You start connecting dots where it's like, oh, I didn't realize this took so long, or I didn't realize that customer was looking at this. That's an opportunity for me. And really, when we look at AI and machine learning and RPA and natural language processing, and all these things are really careening towards giving us better insight into how people are consuming and doing what we're doing, how our teams are working effectively, how can we be more efficient on the production side, how can we have something that's not just a vaulted asset that we drag out 25 years later and do the diamond edition. That's the old model, right? We need persistent archives that are constantly available so that if that consumer does say, ooh, I want to watch an I Dream of Jeannie episode, they can get to that, right? And by the way, there's probably not going to be a lot of money associated with that. What's associated with it? The data. That's smart Hollywood. That's where we need to go. So, honestly, with the program that you have today, and of course, typical Mesa conferences, right? It's like drinking from a fire hose. You'll be exhausted by the end, and we'll all have a glass of wine, thankfully, and don't drive home drunk. But the reality is you're here to learn, and I'm here to give you an aha moment. So every single person in this audience, hopefully, at some point today during the show, is going to go, oh, well, yeah. Right? We can't all be that smart, right? And, you know, there's the old adage, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, right? This is the room I want to be in, You know, you are the smart people. The people up here are the smart people. Let's have those aha moments. Let's transform this industry, right? And let's do this all together, collaboratively, collectively, on tools that provide insights into ways that we don't even know how the business will run in 10 years. We have no idea. We know how to make good content, but where that leads to, we need to evolve, just like our consumer is evolving. So, with that, thank you so much. I appreciate you're here today. I'm gonna introduce this keynote speaker. He really needs no introduction beyond his title. He's the former Presidential Innovation Fellow at the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. This is the guy that Obama turned to say, hey, what do we need to be doing, right? What a calling card. Of course, he's an author. He's a celebrated thought leader. But he's really here today to talk to our industry and give us the business on really what's going on in the outside world. I think he's going to shake it up. I'm very excited to introduce him. Please give me a warm welcome for Dr. Eric Daimler. Thank you. No, don't run.